It's also a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our Friday evening service. Let's all rise and sing hymn 67. Teach me thy way, O Lord, teach me thy way. Thy guiding grace afford, teach me thy way. Me to walk aright, more by faith less by sight. Lead me with heavenly light, teach me thy way. When I am sad at heart, teach me thy way. When earthly joys depart, teach me thy way. Bells of loneliness, in times of dark distress, in failure or success, teach me thy way. When doubts and fears arise, teach me thy way. When storms have spread the skies, teach me thy way. Through the cloud and rain, through sorrow, toil and pain, may thou my path lead me. Teach me thy way. We thank the grace of our Lord Jesus. This evening, we are able to gather once again for this service. Now, we shall all kneel down to pray, to ask our Lord Jesus to guide and lead us in our service this evening. Shall we now, in one accord, in the name of Jesus, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Arr
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. First and foremost, we give all the glory and praise to our Lord God in heaven, that this evening, on this Friday evening, at the beginning of the Sabbath, we are able to gather here for this service. We also send greetings of peace to all our brothers and sisters, ministers. Peace be unto all of you. This evening, as usual for our online service, we shall study on the topic, Fear not the pestilence that walk in darkness. The biggest or major news in the year 2020 is the Wuhan coronavirus. All of us have been talking about it. In a matter of a few weeks, from a small city, a small place, this has turned into a global news, a global issue. From mid-December 2019, talks had already started. It has not happened before in this world, but this virus actually originated from Wuhan, China. Little is known that it will erupt into an epidemic, so serious a situation. Compared with the SARS in 2003, where global information now has spread so rapidly. As a result, all continue to live in fear and will travel through air. As the children of God, we are to view this matter spiritually. So in Psalms 91 tells us, let's turn to Psalms 91. Psalms 91 from verses 5 to 7. Psalms 91, from verses 5 to 7. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. This is indeed a psalm of comfort. From the beginning of human history, pestilence and warfare have occurred frequently. So in verse 6, emphasize here that we are not to fear of the pestilence that walks in darkness. These few verses of the scripture indeed gives us a lot of comfort to all of us during this period of unrest. It is true that throughout the world, there will be different kinds of disasters and tribulations. But let us look into a few angles, a few matters concerning this pestilence and why we should not be afraid. First of all, what are the reasons behind the occurrence of this pestilence or this plague? Of course, we know from the point of view of a scientist, it comes from bacteria or virus. But spiritually, why has man fallen ill? In fact, when God first created man, including heaven and earth, in the Garden of Eden, there was no sickness at all, nor there was death. But ever since man sinned against the Lord God, death came upon man. Hence, man's life, or the cycle of his life, cannot depart from these four matters, that was birth, age, aging, sickness, and death, where the end of all men is similar. No physical body will last forever. This pestilence is frightening because it spreads too fast, and it is in a short period of time it takes away the life of men. And we start to consider one matter, why this virus from an animal, it will transmit and affect humans presently and not in the past. So the scientists are not able to answer all these questions. And another thing is, after some time, this virus will die and diminish over time. We have vaccinations and quarantine being practiced now. But in the past, all this do not exist. So as a result, the virus will continue to spread. This is something that we cannot explain. And from the biblical stories, or even from the perspective of the Bible, why does this pestilence occur? For God has long mentioned about this. Let's turn to the book of Leviticus chapter 26. Here the Lord God made a covenant with his people. Let's see verse 1. You shall not make idols for yourselves, neither a carved image, nor a sacred pillar shall you rear up for yourselves, nor shall you set up an engraved stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am the Lord your God. So here it tells us the Lord wanted his people, that is, not to worship idols or other gods. At that time, the people of Israel had yet to enter the land of Canaan. God had already pre-warned the people about this, because there the people in the land will worship all sorts of idols. But the people of Israel had already made a covenant with God, where the Lord God had declared to them, I am the Lord your God, and you are not to worship other gods to replace me. Then in verse 11, I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. So here it tells us very clearly that the Lord God will establish his tabernacle among us. Even though man is lowly and filled with sin, yet God will never abandon us. But what will happen when man departs or abandons God? Let's see verse 14. Leviticus 26, verse 14. But if you do not obey me and do not observe all these commandments And if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, so that you do not perform all my commandments, but break my covenant. Verse 16, I also will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall set in. So here it tells us, if we were to depart from God, God will not protect us anymore. Even in this era of advanced science and technology, we should always remember that the advancement of science cannot be at par with the discovery of viruses and bacteria. Where a new vaccine is discovered, yet a new virus continues to mutate and reproduce itself. Therefore, when man departs from God, all these diseases will overtake man and control man. But if the people refuse to hear, let's see verse 25. Leviticus 26, verse 25. And I will bring a sword against you that will execute the vengeance of the covenant. When you are gathered together within your cities, I will send pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. So God was very clear about this. Do not think that this pestilence is only a coincidence within a short period of time. For we know that in this short time, many are infected. And even in a short time, we can see this is possible, that this is a warning from the Lord God. We cannot do anything during this period of pandemic except to rely upon the mercy of God. If the people of God knew they had to sin against God, they must quickly turn back to God and repent. Perhaps God will show his mercy. In the book of Numbers, it tells us that there were many times, at least more than once, twice, or even thrice, the people of Israel had complained against the Lord God. And as a result, at that time, God could not stand it anymore. So God at that time told Moses, let's turn to Numbers chapter 14. The book of Numbers, chapter 14. Numbers chapter 14. Let's see verse 1 and 2. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. Verse 2. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in the wilderness. This was the complaint of the people. So God could not stand this anymore. So in verse 12, let's see verse 12. I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make you of you a nation greater and mightier than they. So God was not joking. He did not want these Israelites anymore, for they have departed from him. So with one disease, thousands and thousands can be killed. No need for a war or anything. Of course, this pestilence will not kill all. Some will be spared and some will be killed. When Moses heard this, he immediately fell on his face, seeking the forgiveness of God, that once again the Lord heard their cries and their prayers. If not, the millions of the Israelites will be killed by this pestilence. Eventually, there are still some who would not enter or would not be able to enter the promised land. Why? Let's turn to Numbers 25. Numbers 25, verses 1 and 2. Numbers 25, verses 1 and 2. Now Israel remained in acacia grove, and the people began to commit harlotry with the women of Moab. Verse 2. They invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. This was an incident that occurred during the time of Moses in the land of Shittim, when the people remain in that land and they commit harlotry, they committed adultery. And this happened also before the people of Israel entered the land of Canaan. They committed two great or major sins before the Lord God. They committed the sin of adultery. So in verse 1, it tells us they committed physical adultery with the woman of Moab. And in verse 2, they also committed not only physical adultery, but also religious adultery. So as a result, God was very angry with them. As we all know, dear brothers and sisters, in a marriage, in a marital relationship, one of the most important matters is to be faithful to our spouse, regardless of other outward or external conditions which are not important. Similarly, our relationship with God is also a spiritual marital relationship. If we worship other God or even eat food offered sacrifice to idols, this is also a kind of adultery. So in Numbers chapter 25, from verses 8 to 9, Numbers 25, verses 8 to 9. And he went after the men of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the men of Israel and the women, through her body. So the plague was stopped among the children of Israel. And those who died in the plague were 24,000. So here we can see 24,000 people died in this plague. Why? Because God was at his rage. God was at his anger. This is something that we are not able to explain by science or any medical theory. The virus is there. It is only that the hand of God is stopping it. When God takes away this prevention, any kind of virus could even kill. So at that time, this man, Phinehas, he killed this sinful couple, this man and woman. So as a result, the plague ceased. If not, there would have been more than 24,000 people would have been killed. So from the spiritual point of view, the chosen ones of God now encounter another occasion of pestilence. In the scriptures, it tells us in the book of the prophets, in the Old Testament, we have already seen previously that in the biblical view of pestilence, that there are many occurrences of pestilence, especially in the end times. And as today, as we live in these last days, there are also, we know that we are living in a period of sin. And there are indeed lots and lots of sin everywhere. Firstly, we see that at that time, the people of Israel, they committed physical adultery with the women of Moab. 50 years ago, when we talk about the people in the past, they were very conservative in their thoughts, very traditional in their thinking, that before an unmarried couple get married, they are not allowed to stay together. But this is something that was previously mentioned. So to the people of the past, if you mention to stay together, this is a very shameful matter. But now, even in the mass media, the internet, the television, and even through the broadcast, we can see that immorality has become a norm. What more of extramarital affairs? This has become a norm. Therefore, our Lord Jesus wants us, to what generation shall I compare this time? We can see this is indeed an era of spiritual sexual immorality, where before marriage, men already stay together with their so-called wives. And after marriage, they even commit more and more sins, even to get a third party into their marriage. So as a result, this era is indeed, as what the Bible always tells us, is a perverse is a wicked generation, a sinful generation. Secondly, at that time, they have also committed adultery. Where the people of Israel, in Numbers chapter 25, as we have read just now, even in the title, it tells us that Israel has committed harlotry. That they even invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods. And the people ate and bowed down to their gods. So who are these people? Let's turn to James chapter 4. The book of James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. The book of James chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Verse 3. You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Verse 4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. So here the Bible tells us, adulterers, these are the people who love other than God. As Elder John tells us in the scripture, if we love the world, the love of the Father is no longer in him. If we love God, we would not love the world. On the contrary, if we love the world, we will also not love God anymore. Therefore, today, let us pursue to be well-pleasing to God in this life. Especially today, we are living in this generation, in this era filled with sins. What is required of us is a heart that is faithful to Him. But here we can see the people at that time, they were not faithful to God. They were faithful to the other things. So therefore now, let us once again change our hearts and think to be faithful towards this Lord God. Another thing we can see concerning this pestilence, as we have mentioned just now, all has happened in the Old Testament. All has happened before in history, in the history of mankind. But we can see in the Bible that Jesus has also told us, before he comes again, there will be also pestilence. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Verse 7. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed him. And the power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. The book of Revelation tells us of the things before Jesus comes again. And in chapter 6, 7, and 8, here it talks about the fourth seal, where many things will cause death. And here it says concerning a pale horse that would appear. As we know, pale is the color of death, where one, when he leaves the world, there is no more blood, so his face will turn to pale. And here it tells us that there are a few things that will occur and cause the people to suffer, including the sword, hunger, and pestilence. So for this sword, it tells us of what? No peace. What about hunger? Because of there's no peace, because of the events of war, battles, so the food production will cease because of this war. And probably due to the change of weather as well, people will suffer famine. Then what about pestilences? As early as in the 14th century in Europe, already started the event of pestilence that was known as the event of Black Death. At that time, even though there was advancement of medical science, but we can see throughout human history, generation after generation, century after century, pestilences continue to occur. Dear brothers and sisters, now in Malaysia, or even throughout the world, we are experiencing a great catastrophe of COVID-19. This will not be the end of the pestilence, for it will continually occur. But now the question is, how can we preserve ourselves then? Let us turn back to Psalms 91, verses 5 to 7. Psalms 91, verses 5 to 7. Psalms 91, verses 5 to 7, as we have read just now. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the sorrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. But here it tells us we are not to be afraid. Now, through the explosion of knowledge and information throughout the world, every day we open the television, we open the internet, we open our handsets and handphones, what do we hear? We hear a lot of news about COVID-19. So as a result, we are exposed to too much news. But do we realize one thing? As we read all this news, this continue to cause us to be fearful, to cause us to be more and more afraid. Of course, we need to be careful, but we need not be afraid. So here it tells us life is in the hands of God. God will definitely preserve. In this incident of COVID-19, we can see the death rate, those who are infected, more and more. All depends upon the time of God. Of course, as the government has been telling us, to take continual preventive measures, to wash our hands constantly, to maintain distance, to use hand sanitizers, to use face masks. But all these are preventive. But deep in our heart, we need all the more to rely upon God. We still have this hope of the kingdom of God. Therefore, we need to be afraid is of the spiritual pestilence that will occur. Now let's turn back to Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 to 8, to see what are the spiritual pestilences or the teachings that we can gather from these events. Let's come back to Revelation chapter 6, verse 7. Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 to 8. And of course, this is also the challenge of the true church today, where we can see in the last days there will be internal struggle, there will be conflict. Just as here says, there will be war, that there will be deaths that will occur by the sword. As we mentioned just now, the sword refers to no peace and war. And when we talk about hunger, there is also a lacking of spiritual food in the last days, where in the last days, there will be a famine, not of food and drink, but rather a hunger of spiritual food of the Word of God. As recorded in the book of Amos chapter 8, verse 11, in the last days, it is not a famine of food and drink, but rather a famine of spiritual food, the Word of God. And the next thing is, we also will experience pestilence, where sin is among them. Therefore, the church need to continue to preserve, to be holy. Therefore, for those who are not repentant of their sins, God will deal with them. Secondly, we also will face heresies. False teachings, false thoughts, false minds will come into the picture, where we can see that today in the last days, we have a lot of false teachers going around giving a lot of false teachings to the people. And this has caused many people to be confused as far as the truth is concerned. So dear brothers and sisters, as we can see now, as the scripture tells us, we are not to fear the pestilence that walk in darkness. So all the more, we also need to preserve ourselves against these false teachings. And we only can pray to God to give us this strength to be able to face this COVID-19 together and to face this pestilence together. Dear brothers and sisters, once again, we urge all of us to lift up our holy hands of prayer, to be able to entrust all things into the almighty hands of God. For we know our Savior, our Lord Jesus, our merciful Lord, is there to answer to our prayer as long as we call upon Him. So we pray that our Lord Jesus Christ, through these words of the scripture and these words of reminder, give us strength, give us help, give us comfort in these moments of difficult times. So may we give all glory and praise to our Lord God in heaven. Before we conclude our service, let us once again sing hymn 264. 264. Hear me, Lord, O gentle Savior, hear my humble prayer. All the mothers thou art calling, hear my sins me bow. Savior, Savior, hear my humble prayer. All the mothers thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, Savior, hear my humble prayer. When others are upon me, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, with I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit, save me by thy grace. Savior, Savior, hear my humble prayer. All my others are calling, do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside me, whom remember thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble prayer. All and all is thy calling, do not pass me by. Thank our grace of our Lord Jesus. Now we shall say our prayer. So in our prayer, we give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ that amidst our difficult times that we are in, we are still able to listen to the word of God. We are still able to once again be encouraged, be comforted of the words of the scripture, be comforted because of the loving kindness of our Lord Jesus. Now we shall say our prayer. So in our prayer, we pray that Lord Jesus Christ will continue to preserve and protect our brothers and sisters. We also pray for those who are affected by this COVID-19 throughout the world, in Malaysia or even abroad. We also pray that our Lord Jesus Christ will continue to preserve all our families. We also pray that our Lord Jesus Christ will continue to preserve us, one another, in His love, in His protection. Let us all, in the name of Jesus Christ, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Savior, hear my humble cry. All on others are calling. Do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. One on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Amen.
Our service shall end here. All glory to God. Amen.